Well, let me stress first, this is a real tragedy what happened and a war crime by all standards. Israel says that the hospital was hit by a misguided missile of the Islamic Jihad. Hamas claims it was an Israeli attack and most in the Arab world believe them. But facts are about 10% of the Hamas and Islamic Jihad missiles misfire, impact early or are misguided. And it's also a fact that Israeli bombs also do not always hit the intended targets or hit even maybe civilian targets by intent. But one thing is important. Israeli bombs and missiles use different kinds of explosives and different kinds of propellant than the rockets of Hamas. So the best thing would be to implement an international investigation, which should be easy to prove. What was the weapon? Was it an Israeli bomb or was it a bomb or a missile from Hamas? And if Hamas is sure that it was an Israeli weapon, they should allow this kind of investigation. And if Israel is sure that it was Hamas, they should facilitate this. I expect that Israel will continue its military operation with the aim of entirely destroying Hamas, while being in the future, hopefully, even more careful to prevent civilian casualties. However, this will be difficult as Hamas intentionally mixes with civilians and tries to provoke a higher number of civilian casualties by these tactics. With regard to the blockade, I'm pretty sure that the Israelis will continue this until the 200 Israeli hostages taken by Hamas, most of them civilians, are freed. But let me underline, there are not only 200 Israeli hostages in the Gaza Strip, there are also 2 million Palestinians.
Some Western military analysts believe that Israel would use its new powerful Gaddam missiles to penetrate Gaza's tunnels and kill all Hamas members hiding in these tunnels. Is that a possibility?
Yes, this is certainly an option. And I guess the Israelis will strike the tunnels even if they are aware that there are Israeli hostages in there. And they will strike these tunnels even if they are aware that this will also have an impact on civilians nearby. One of the weaknesses of the Israeli defense is that they were overcautious to avoid civilian casualties on their own side and overcautious to avoid victims and casualties on the side of the Israeli military. This time is gone now. After more than 1,400 civilians were killed, and as I said before, more than 200 civilians are kept prisoner in the Gaza Strip, the Israelis need to attack even in a more rude way to achieve their military objectives.
But what would be next if Gaza is not ruled by Hamas?
That's a good question. I would say, depending on how long the war lasts, there needs to be a solution which includes not only a military answer to the conflict. It is certainly necessary for the Israelis, even if their right-wing government doesn't like it, to find a political solution to the conflict. And this certainly excludes the expansion of the Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And this certainly needs a different attitude of the Israelis towards a Palestinian state. Even the society in Israel doesn't want to continue the war forever. So a political settlement is needed, even if the Israeli right-wing government likes it or not.